Relaxing your facial muscles is best done when you have at least 10 minutes of quiet, uninterrupted time. It may be useful to review the diagram of the facial muscles so you can visualize each individual muscle and imagine how each muscle feels. Start by sitting or lying down in a comfortable place with your back and your neck supported. Close your eyes and imagine that you are in a peaceful place, the beach, the mountains, the lake. Now, begin by attending to the tension in your face and in your neck, even the tension in your shoulders. Try to simply relax the facial muscles by imagining that you are draining the tension in each muscle. Draining the tension means to imagine that the tension is escaping, letting go, or melting away. Attend to the tension in your face and try to achieve relaxation by letting the tension escape or melt away. Next, let's focus your attention on each individual muscle and compare how your affected side feels compared to your unaffected side. Compare how your muscles on your affected side feels compared to your muscles on the unaffected side. Begin at the forehead. The frontalis muscle is the muscle above your eyebrows. Picture this muscle in your mind. Picture it to be relaxed and without any tension. The muscle should feel soft without feeling taut. Compare the affected forehead muscle to the unaffected forehead muscles. Do they feel the same? If not, try to get the tight forehead muscles to relax by comparing it to how the other side feels. If the affected side feels too heavy, imagine that it is lifting up and away into the clouds. If the affected side feels too tight, imagine that it is releasing and softening up, like it is softening or melting. Concentrate on just the forehead muscles and letting go of the tension. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth, and let out all of your facial muscle tension. Now, move to the ring of muscles around your eye, the orbicularis oculi. Visualize this ring of muscles and imagine it to be relaxed without tension. Compare the affected circular eye muscles to the unaffected eye muscles. Do they feel the same? If not, try to get the tight eye muscles to relax by comparing it to how the other side feels. If the affected side feels too tight, imagine that it is releasing and softening, like it is deflating, letting the air out. Concentrate on just the circular eye muscles and letting go of the tension around your eye. Imagine that tension draining out of your eye muscles. Compare it to how the unaffected side feels and ask those two sides of your face to try and feel relaxed. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth and let out all the tension in your facial muscles. Next, move to the muscles in your cheek, specifically the zygomaticus and rosorius muscles. These muscles help form a smile. Visualize these muscles being relaxed without any tension. Compare the affected side to the unaffected side. How do those smile muscles feel from side to side? Do they feel the same? If not, try to get the tight cheek muscles to relax by comparing it to how the other side feels. Release the tension in your jaw by opening your jaw slightly so that you are not clenching your teeth. Again, it is important to release any of the tension in your jaw before asking your cheek muscles to relax. Imagine that on your cheek muscle, you have an inflated balloon signifying the tightness in your cheek. Then slowly, imagine that that air is seeping out of the balloon. The air is gradually escaping from the inflated, tight balloon. Concentrate on just the cheek and letting go of any tension. Let go of any of that tension in your cheek and drain out the tightness. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth and let out all of your facial muscle tension. Next, move to the muscles around your lips. These muscles form a circle around your lips and help you to pucker. Relax the tension in these muscles. It is important to relax the jaw. Avoid clenching your teeth. Allow air to enter and exit your mouth by a small opening. Compare the right and left side of your lips, feeling that the affected side can relax and release the unaffected side. Some people say they feel like they have an inflated inner tube around half of their lips. Let the tension in that inflated inner tube slowly escape. Let the air seep out slowly, making sure your jaw is relaxed. Drain the tension in your chin muscle, letting the muscle drip down. Imagine all the tension in your face is slowly escaping. Imagine all the tension around your tight lips is slowly letting go. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth and let all of your facial muscle tension escape. Lastly, we're moving down to release the tension in your platysma muscle. The platysma muscle is a flat muscle on the front of your neck. Compare the affected neck muscle to how the muscle on the other side, the unaffected side, feels. Do they feel the same? Focus on releasing the tension in your neck by draining or deflating it. Then slowly imagine that the air is seeping out of the balloon. The air is gradually escaping. Concentrate on just the neck and letting go of any tension. Concentrate on letting any of that tension go. Let it melt away, down and away from your neck muscles. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth and let out all of your facial muscle tension. Now I would like you to take inventory of how all of your facial muscles feel. Compare the sensation you have in your face to how your facial muscles felt when you first started. Did you release that tension? Now able to move your face in a much more active and controlled manner. Take inventory of how your face feels from side to side, and spend a few more minutes on any of your trouble zones, further releasing any of that tension. When you feel comfortable, open your eyes, and even consider looking in the mirror to see if the tension in your face changed in appearance as well as in how it feels.